This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond, we've got Catherine Rampell. She's at the New York Times today. Felix Salmon from Reuters. He is in our tiny little studio in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hello, Kai.
So I'll tell you what. Let's go blessedly back in time. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, gave a press conference on, Wednesday and said some interesting things, one of which, Felix, was that there is now a number he's looking for on unemployment before he raises rates, 6.5%.
6.5%, which is quite a ways from where we are right now. If everything goes according to plan, we might get there in 2014, fingers crossed.
No.
But this makes sense. This is what's known as the Evans rule to policy wonks. We're going to give up just sort of saying we're going to keep rates low for the time being or for a year or something. And they say, listen, so long as there's high unemployment, we're going to have very low interest rates, which is common sense, really.
Catherine, you agree with that, common sense?
I think it makes a lot of sense. And actually, the Fed did not really change its projection on when it would be lowering rates in terms of year terms. I mean, when we get down to 6.5% is about where we would be when the Fed said that they would be lowering rates, you know, back under the old regime. And one advantage of using this system where they peg it to a number as opposed to a year is that they don't have to keep on pushing out their estimate for how long it's going to be when they tighten monetary policy, which could be bad for confidence. You know, if they're vocally saying, oh, we think it's actually going to take a little bit longer than we had previously expected, that means that they have less faith in the economy.
You know what I should have done, Felix, was figure out how long it will take at current rates of job growth in this country to get to 6.5%. Did you actually run the numbers and it's 2014 sometime?
One of the problems is that we really have no idea.
There
and the headline unemployment rate is a very fuzzy number. And Ben Bernanke, when he gave his press conference, was a bit more grown up about it. And he said, we're going to look at all of the unemployment figures, the underemployment figures, the number of people who are looking for – who are part-time and looking for full-time work and all of those kind of things. And we're not having a hard 6.5% in U1 target. They're just saying we want unemployment to come down to something vaguely tolerable. And that's what 6.5% is.
Catherine,
there are bad ways to get to 6.5% too, like lots of people dropping out of the labor force.
Right. It's that labor force participation rate, which economists love to point at. The other thing the Fed chairman did, Catherine, was say, you know what? We're going to keep on buying bonds. In fact, we're going to buy more bonds. We're going to buy treasuries and keep interest rates low. How much more can the Fed do? Every time people say the Fed can't do anymore, he comes out and he says, oh, yeah, we're going to buy some more stuff.
I think at this point, you know, the amount that will actually benefit the economy is probably pretty marginal, and that's been the case for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the first time they pump a lot of money into the economy, it does a lot of good. The second time they do it, maybe a little bit less good, and then you get diminishing returns from there on out. That said, you know, there's very little risk at this point to the Fed trying to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the upside is small, but the downside is pretty much negligible at this point. So the Fed can keep on doing what it's doing, even if it doesn't actually have a huge material impact on the economy. At least it's good for confidence. At least people say, oh, look, the Fed is doing what it can, even if Congress is not.
So, speaking of which, Felix, Mr. Bernanke did his ritual washing of hands and basically said, you know what, fiscal policymakers, by which he means the president and Congress, you guys need to step up because this cliff thing is real and it's going to do bad things. So, which gets me to two questions. One, do you believe we're going to go off that cliff? And two, is it going to be bad?
Yes, and sort of. I'm beginning to think right now as we rapidly approach Christmas that we're not going to have a signed deal and everything sealed before January the 1st. So technically, come January 1, we've gone off the cliff. But it's not really – it's one of those tiny little baby cliffs. It's only just like a step, really, rather than a cliff.
Yeah, it's like a
step. And if we stay off – you know, if we don't come to a deal for months after that, then we have real problems. But we can definitely cope with a few weeks without coming to a deal. That wouldn't be the end of the world.
Catherine Rampell, last word to you today. What is the first thing that's going to happen when the deal doesn't happen, right, when we go off that slope?
The first thing that's going to
happen.
How
are we going to know that it's, you know, actually happening?
Because we're waking up with a hangover on the first
thing. That's right. New day.
I mean, I don't think you're going to see that suddenly people find that there's a lot less money in their bank accounts than there was the day before or anything like that. But you could see some real panic in the financial markets. You know, if investors and businesses think that that Congress is so dysfunctional that they can't get their act together, that maybe their taxes are all going to go up and spending cuts are going to come in.
It's that confidence thing again, right? I mean, that's what it
is. Yeah, it's that confidence thing. There is a real impact of Congress actually letting the United States go over the fiscal cliff, which is that it would shave probably around 3 percentage points off of GDP growth next year, which we absolutely cannot afford.
If you work for or near a lot of defense contractors, then that would have a massive impact.
All right, we got to go. Felix Salmon and Catherine Rampell, see you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.